Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, happy almost New Year 2011, everyone. It is Coach Betty live here in Novato, California, where we're going to be talking about natural healing and living healthy through some simple ways to increase fitness, happiness, and fun. How about that? I have a very special guest. Kim Skipper Corbin is going to share an amazing story of how she started an entire movement of adult skipping. And I am sure she's going to inspire you to consider skipping into this new year. And in addition to that, in the last segment of the show, I am going to continue my conversation about skipping into the health benefits of sex, the natural healing power that we all carry around with us. It's that orgasmic part of living an organic and orgasmic life. Because my blessing is to really help people have a natural and healthy relationship with themselves. And the pathway that I move people through is through discovering their own beauty and sexuality. I actually help people fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. How cool is that? Imagine how your life might change with that kind of confidence if you felt fabulous about yourself every single day and every single time you looked at yourself in the mirror. What I have found is that I can relate easily to anyone, anytime, anywhere. I had a situation just yesterday in the grocery store where I said, how are you, to the checker? And she said, you know, I'm doing okay. How are you? And I said, I am fabulous. And she goes, I can tell. How would you like people to be able to tell how fabulous you're feeling? Well, that's what I like to help people do. My clients report that they can channel their fear into productivity. So all kinds of amazing things start to open up for you when you really come.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Hey, everybody. It's Coach Betty Live back with Kim Skipper Corbin. We had a little technical difficulty, but we're all going to be on track now. I can feel it. So let's get right into talking to Miss Kim Skipper Corbin. Welcome to Coach Betty Live, Kim.
Thank you, Betty. It's great to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. You have just started this very unique movement all the way back in 1999. She started the skipping movement, adult skipping, and much to her surprise, the fitness community and the national media just completely embraced the idea. And so she's going to share a little bit of her skipping adventure story and all the lessons that she learned from this whole experience. So welcome, welcome. And
thank
why don't
you.
We just start out by having you talk about how this all got started. How did you get inspired to start a skipping movement?
Well, it's definitely been a long, strange skip. I'll tell you that much. It started actually in 1997 when I had just recently moved to San Francisco from Indiana, and I was out with a couple of friends, and one of them said, "Let's skip," and went leaping down the street, and I followed him kind of hesitantly, and I thought, that's kind of strange. But as I skipped, I just really was so inspired, and I thought, this is great exercise, and it's got to burn calories, and I bet that it would be possible. I had this whole vision that I could start a national skipping movement. And that was in 1997, and at the time, I was just not at a place personally where I was ready to move in that direction and to make that vision a reality. And I believe that the things that we're called to do keep pursuing us until we're ready. And 2 years later, I was at a point in my life, I had just recently turned 30, and I was really asking the universe what my purpose was and how I could best serve to make the world a better place, and was feeling kind of stuck. And I discovered a labyrinth that was at Grace Cathedral near my home in San Francisco. And so I started walking the labyrinth 2 mornings a week, to just as an experiment to see what would come from that and if I would find inspiration. And I was trying to get fit at the time. I've never been a big fitness person and have always kind of struggled with that. And so I decided that I was going to try and run to the labyrinth one morning, and that maybe that would, since I was doing the labyrinth thing, that I would then be able to get in shape too. And I ran about a half a block and almost collapsed in a heap and was so frustrated. And I went to work that morning, and my coworker told me, I was telling her about my run and how, you know, pathetic I felt and how I was really frustrated. And shortly after, she told me a story about her daughter asking her to skip with her at the mall. And she said, I did it, but I felt really funny and weird. And when she said that, the light bulb went off, and I was like, wow, there it is again. And I think that I'm at a point where I'm really ready to do something about it.
Wow. So, you know, it was something that was always there for you is what I'm hearing in your story. And it's like you just needed to be ready and open to hearing the message of there's something you have to share around skipping.
Yeah, I really feel like it is. It's my calling, and came from within. You know, it really was an inspiration that came from within. And then in 1999, when I was actually at a point where I was ready to take action, I was really ready to get fit myself, is when it opened up and it actually happened. And that meant that after I had the inspiration, I thought, well, am I going to be able to go skip by myself down the street? Like, you know, because I had this inspiration, but I had never really skipped or anything yet. So I that next morning, I got up and I went to the labyrinth again, and I decided to started skipping. And as I approached the first person that was walking down the city street approaching me, I thought, oh gosh, here we go. And what are they going to do? Is she going to laugh at me? And as I skipped by her, she just made eye contact with me, and this huge smile came onto her face.
And
it was just, and I thought, okay, I can do this. And then the next three people, being in San Francisco, just completely ignored me and didn't even think anything of it. So that was it. And I was off and skipping. And it was really a perfect storm of timing, because that was when the internet was really getting going and people were putting up all of these new ventures online. And my brother helped me design the iSkip.com website to share my idea with the world. And that was the beginning of it all.
So tell us about iSkip.com. Like, if somebody goes to iSkip.com, what do they find there?
What they find there now is really an archive of all of the amazing skipping adventures that have come about since it was first put up. When I first organized it, I started doing skipping events in San Francisco, where we would get together for a happy hour skip through the financial district. And so the San Francisco Chronicle heard what I was doing and wrote a big article about it, and like 80 people came to the skip. And so it really, that was when it first started, it was really just about getting it going. But once the national media found out what I was up to through the San Francisco Chronicle article, then it started spreading nationwide. And what I realized is that there was hundreds of people out there who'd been skipping, maybe never stopped skipping since they were children, or who had been doing it but were kind of embarrassed about it, or people who hadn't done, like me, that hadn't done it since they were kids, that then felt like they had permission to do it. So really, this community of people who love to skip came together through the website, and people started trying to further the cause, and that's what really made it into a movement.
Yeah, that is amazing. So, you know, just to start skipping as an adult, I mean, even the thought of it, it kind of makes me giggle just to think about all these people step hopping down the sidewalk in San Francisco. But what have you found in terms of, like, you know, obviously you're making some people smile, some people aren't paying any attention to you at all when you skip down the street, but what are the other benefits and impacts that you see this skipping movement making? Well, let me back up for a minute. Start out with, what are the benefits for you personally? Like, did you get into shape? How are you feeling? Physically,
oh, yeah,
mentally,
definitely.
Spiritually?
Once I started skipping on a regular basis, the weight just started falling off of me, and I definitely got in better shape. And a piece that I wasn't expecting, because to me, when I thought of it, it was really more of a free-spirited kind of freedom. It was about freedom and just daring to be different. Like, that's what I've always loved about it. But what ended up happening was that the fitness community took it really seriously and started studying it. So Prevention Magazine did a study about the benefits of skipping, and it burns twice as many calories as walking does. It has less mm-hmm. impact on your joints than running. It's a lot more fun. So it's really a very valid physical exercise, and it's something that you can do just by itself, so you can skip for long distances. Or if you're a walker, you can mix skipping into walking. just do like 10 steps at a time, and every time you do that, you get your heart rate up a little bit more. I also am a huge fan of skipping on the treadmill at the gym. It's really it's really fun, especially when there's a serious runner on either side of you and you're just skipping away with your happy music going on. And that's one of my favorite times to do it, but that's really a good part of it. And through the years, there's been, Tracy Anderson is a celebrity trainer in LA and New York who works with Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna, and skipping on the treadmill has become a huge part of her workout routine, because what happens is if we're runners and we run all the time, our body gets used to that. And so skipping is a great way to kind of shake out of whatever the thing that we've been doing is and open it, our body up to new, just to get, it helps our body be more, burn more calories and do it that way.
Wow. Yeah, I would really imagine that skipping versus either walking or running just shakes up the energy in your body in a very different way.
Definitely. It's really hard to skip down the street and be mad or upset. Like the minute that you start skipping, it's a mood elevator. And I look forward to the day when they do a study about how the endorphins that it releases, because it takes momentum to get there. But once you're skipping down the street, it just kind of puts everything else into a little bit more perspective.
Now, have you in your skipping parties and skipping gatherings, have you ever run into anybody that can't skip, cannot skip?
Yeah, and you know, there's actually I've heard a lot of stories as well of bad childhood memories around skipping. So in kindergarten, a lot of times, that's when they'll focus on it, and it used to be that you couldn't move to first grade until you could skip. And so if it came naturally to you, that was great, but the kids that had a hard time skipping would be singled out, and then it was just, so there's a lot of adults that have some pretty traumatic memories when they were kids and not being able to do it and kind of being embarrassed about that.
So what advice, because I know there are listeners out there going, no way am I skipping down the sidewalk. I'd be way too embarrassed, or, you know, I'm sure there's this hesitancy that's out there about skipping in public. So what advice can you give to people because what I so love about this, Kim, is that it is very natural. We carry the ability to skip around with us everywhere we go. And just the whole idea of instead of walking and just to start skipping. And you're right. How can you not smile? How can it not elevate your mood? How can you not just sort of break out into at least a little lighter spirit if you just start skipping? Mm-hmm. So what advice do you give to people to just let loose and make it happen?
Well, a couple of things. On a practical level, the first thing I'd say is that you don't have to do it in public. So if that's not where you are, you can pull the blinds in your house and put on a happy song and skip around your living room. Like, you don't have to do
okay.
It. It doesn't have
Start
to be a big
sure,
public
why not?
Event, you know, and then also, I walk in the mornings and skip with a group of people from my neighborhood, and there's this elderly guy who skips, but he doesn't want people to see him, so he calls himself a stealth skipper, and he only skips, like he skips, and then when a car comes, he starts walking, which is kind of fun. So on a practical level, there's ways to work around it, but for me, it's a bigger picture question and almost mission, because this is America and it's the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we worry so much in our lives about what other people are going to think about us, and it's just part of our culture that's what we do. And so I really, when I first started skipping, I definitely dealt with this part of me that thought, oh, I can't do that, people are going to think I'm crazy, and oh, you know, I shouldn't do that, that voice inside that kind of watches out for us and helps us not do anything stupid. But I think that sometimes that voice gets a little bit overdeveloped when our spirits love to skip, and skipping can be literal or it can be something else for you that really you would love to do, but there's kind of this voice of caution that's getting in the way. And for me, when I started just telling that voice, well, thanks, but I'm going to skip anyway, I realized my idea was embraced and supported, and it made people happy, and it was really a a wonderful thing. And it really strengthened that muscle of choosing my spirit that loves to express itself and be joyful and be in the moment. And it strengthened that while helping me not worry so much about what other people think and just really be in my own bliss in the moment and be happy that way.
That is so beautiful. And you are so right. You know, we spend so much time worrying about what other people think. And this whole skipping down the sidewalk is really a great way to build that muscle of not being concerned. And so what would you say overall is the reaction and of people seeing you skip either by yourself or in your group? You know, what do people usually do when they see you?
It is almost always happiness and joy or shock and surprise a little bit. Very rarely will there be negative reactions. And to me, it's like our world right now needs joy and positive energy and freedom. You know, it's all about being free. And if it needs that, it's like it's crazier to inhibit that than it is to skip down the street.
it's so true.
And so if the naysayers, like to me, it's just really that's part of the problem and not part of the solution. And our world needs our positive energy and needs for us to express ourselves and be engaged with life and to celebrate life. And for me, that's what skipping really has brought to my life. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. And I have a website about it. And I've been doing it for over 10 years.
Yeah, I just the thought of how childlike you feel when you start skipping it, and it just is a joyful act that is literally, you know, if you've got your two legs working for you, step hop is really it, isn't it?
What about you, Betty? When had you skipped very much as an adult, or what's your skipping story?
You know, because I have a dance degree, I definitely did some kinds of skipping as part of dance. However, I didn't really think about it as skipping. I thought about it more as dance. But after we had our first conversation, I did find myself, you know, just checking it out, just skipping in my home and skipping from my car into the house and things like that, just to see how it felt. And it truly is. It's like you can't be upset. It just automatically like taps into this fun place inside of me. So, but I have to say that, you know, it's not a part of my everyday life. However, you've definitely inspired me to just think about it a little bit more. And you know what I'm going to try? Most of the time I am a happy person that feels fabulous and blessed to be on this planet living. But those times that maybe things are a little bit challenging and a little bit tough, that's when I'm going to think about just skipping. Because what I so know is how movement can shift your energy and change your mood. And
yes.
So I think it's a fabulous, fabulous way to experiment with that. So, you know, the whole thing about adult skipping, I mean, yeah, as children, like you say, in kindergarten, we were taught to skip and you couldn't even move on to the next grade until you learned how to skip. So when did we stop skipping?
A lot of times I think that it's around junior high. Like I've had a lot of stories through the website that people have written and said that they were in junior high and they have a memory of a teacher saying, "You're in junior high now, no more skipping." And really kind of program it out of us. And when we get into those teen years where we really, that kind of self-consciousness and needing to fit in and all of that becomes so important, I think that's when that begins to shut down.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. It's just all of those childlike things that we do. It's that difference between being childish with it and just being childlike with it.
Exactly. That's, there's a big difference between that.
Yeah.
It's an important
distinction. Well, so, you know, I'm going to ask you one more question before we have to take the break. What were you surprised at the reaction from the media?
I was very surprised. I mean, the amount of media that this has received, like I was in Time, People, Newsweek. I skipped on the Donnie and Marie show holding Donnie Osmond's hand. I was on CNN. I mean, it was an absolute whirlwind adventure. And then a lot of the head skippers, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what some people in other cities did, their amazing skipping feats, which have been pretty incredible. They also started getting publicity locally for themselves, and it's really wonderful. And interestingly, like a lot of times I think the media doesn't do, you know, can do us a disservice with what they report. They really helped create this. Like it's always been rather small and grassroots. The entire time, it's a dedicated group of people, positive people who believe in this. But the media would just, I mean, write these amazing articles, and it just inspired more and more people to get out there and start skipping. So, yeah, I was very, very surprised and pleased. I do publicity for my job, and I never reached out to the media. They would read about it somewhere, and then someone would contact me, and another story would go out. And I think partly that was also because when it was happening, it was when everyone was trying to make IPOs and trying to figure out how to make money on the internet. And I just said, this isn't about money. This is about putting a positive message out into the world, and skipping's free, and it should be free. And I really just want to share a positive message with the world. And so I think that was part of what made it also a unique story at the time, because everyone else was just trying to figure out how they were going to make money.
Oh, that I am so glad you're here on the planet skipping and teaching other people to skip. So when we come back after this short break, we're going to find out what Kim is talking about, what her real mission and where this whole skipping movement is going. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, contact reflex analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
All right, it is Coach Betty live back with Kim Skipper Corbin, who has been sharing this amazing adult skipping movement that she started back in 1999 and all the incredible response to it from the media. So, you know, did you really quit your job and start promoting this skipping as a movement? And what happened with all that?
I did. I was in Time and People and Newsweek, and I was getting all this attention, and a literary agent contacted me and suggested that I write a book, and so I did that, and I just really felt like I had found my calling, and that if I left, the net would follow. And my dad at the time, who's very entrepreneurial, respected that in a way, but he was like, what's the business plan? How's the cash register going to ring? And I was just so inspired and in my creative groove that I just said, skipping's free, and I'm going to write the book, and the universe will support me, and I'm leaping. And so I did leap, and unfortunately it didn't go exactly as I had hoped that it would go, and my dad was right. And I got myself in some big financial trouble and had to declare bankruptcy, and then I got an opportunity to skip through a valley. So I had all my skipping experience had been this wonderful mountaintop thing where I was like, come on, everybody, if you skip like me, everything will be great. And then the universe gave me the chance to try and skip and try to have that positive attitude and really kind of skip my talk when life was really hard and I was disillusioned, and I thought, gosh, universe, I followed what you said, and I just felt like I had really been dropped.
Yeah.
And it was a real period of disillusionment.
So you continued to skip even when you were declaring bankruptcy and all of this was going on and things weren't going as planned.
Exactly. And it's very difficult to skip. I mean, sometimes for me then skipping was just even having a positive thought. You know, I stopped physically skipping as much as I had been, and it was really hard. And so just even thinking positively and keeping the website up and trying to still believe in my dream and whatever the kind of the inner force that was that had guided me, it was tough. It was really tough.
Yeah.
But it also, now that I'm coming back up the other side of it and I'm still skipping, and it's still something I'm so incredibly passionate about, even if it's not going to be the thing that makes me money, or that there was no, you know, way that it was supported itself financially yet. I still believe in it even more than I did, and I appreciate the positive good times. I'm more grounded in it now than I was when it first happened. So I really see that it, you know, that there was method to that madness.
Yeah, the benefits and just continuing on, I guess it probably tested your real passion for this whole movement by saying, okay, it's not going to be as easy as you think, maybe. Simple is not necessarily always easy.
Right, and the thing for me, really, that I love most about skipping and the skipping message and putting that out into the world is that it really has been an opportunity for me to shift things on the planet a little bit for the better, and to have feel like I'm making a contribution to making the world a better place. And where my path has led from, you know, once I came through that valley, and which was long, as long and dark as that mountaintop was high, I've landed in a job where I'm a book publicist at a company called New World Library that publishes really forward-thinking, consciousness-shifting books, and I'm working with those authors, and I'm putting that energy out into the world. And so really what I've kind of learned through the process as well is it's not necessarily about how you're serving, it's that we are called to serve, and as long as I feel like I'm contributing by making the world a better place and that I have a way to serve, that's what's really important and what makes my heart skip. So I'm still skipping and I'm still doing that, but now it's like my way of serving has expanded in a way to a whole new field to skip in.
Many, many fields to skip in.
So
what you say is your real true mission? Like, where is the skipping community going?
Well, the skipping community itself, there's still people. I mean, there's been like a woman in the past, there's been all of these. The skipping community now is a way that I hold up the skipping efforts of others and continue to skip myself. So, like, for instance, a woman in Atlanta skipped 100 miles to raise awareness for a wildlife sanctuary where she worked, and a guy set a Guinness World Record by skipping the fastest 5K. So iSkip.com I continue to do it as a labor of love, and it will always be there to hold up the accomplishments of skippers. For me personally, my big picture mission and life philosophy is to serve the greater good in whatever way that I'm being called to in the moment. And so, and to let that unfold organically and to just be true to that mission. And so that's skipping through whatever life is asking of me in the moment, whether that's to go through the valley and find the hard lessons there, or to be promoting New World Library's authors and shifting things in that way. It's really, for me personally, that's my bigger picture mission, and what I think that we're all called to do is to really look within and find what life is asking of us right now to make our immediate environment and the world at large a little bit happier.
I absolutely love that and totally agree with you. You're living the organic and orgasmic life. You're doing it through your skipping.
And it's really wonderful when life is good. And it's wonderful when it's hard too, but it's a lot better when things are going well.
When you're not declaring bankruptcy, right?
Exactly.
So skipping is kind of a metaphor for you for really making this a positive contribution to the
world.
It is,
and also I would encourage people who are listening too that it isn't necessarily about skipping. It's about what did you love to do as a kid that you've stopped doing that might bring you great joy now, or what has that voice of caution shut down in you that might be asking to be brought back to life?
Yeah, so that we can re-tap into the childlike spirit, which, you know, laughter, I've said on the show at one point that children laugh 300 times a day and adults only 12.
Yeah.
And to
it's really easy to get bogged down because it's when things are as intense as they are in our world and our economy right now. And really, I think what we need is a little bit of that wonder and magic to come back in.
I think I totally agree with you. And I'm so happy you started the skipping movement. And you were going to mention something that – so what – when it started to take off, like what were other cities doing? Tell us a little bit about the other programs and movements that were going on across the country.
Well, like the woman in Atlanta that skipped 100 miles and raised awareness. In Lima, Ohio, this wonderful woman, Helen Fink, was the head skipper there, and I came to Lima, Ohio, and we did skipped in a parade and did some workshops and that kind of thing. And in Oklahoma, the governor of Oklahoma proclaimed a man named Dave May, the official skipping ambassador of Oklahoma, because he was helping kids to get fit, was his inspiration. And there's actually a guy in Brooklyn who created something called extreme skipping, which is, and if you Google that on YouTube, you'll see all kinds of really funny extreme skipping videos. And it's kind of like skateboarding. They do all these tricks, but they say they don't need the board, and it's just total silly fun. And all these young men across the country are doing extreme skipping. So there's been really fun things that have come from it that other people have been inspired to do. There's also a guy in Chicago, just for the solstice, he emailed me and said he wanted to organize a skip, a solstice skip, where he plays his fiddle and skips at the same time.
Oh my goodness. It was snowing
and freezing in Chicago, so he was the only one out there skipping and fiddling, but he had a wonderful time. So
wow.
You just
there's
never know what might come
from the skippers about what other people think, huh? Oh, that's so great. Well, what a pleasure. I can't believe that we haven't inspired some people to just try it, even if it's down the hallway in your home.
Exactly. I encourage people to just skip 10 steps and see how it feels, even if it's not for fitness. Just or grab a or go to a kid in your life and say, hey, will you show me how to skip again? And look at how much joy that brings them to be able to help you reconnect with that child within.
I love it. Reconnecting with our childlike spirit through skipping. Well, what a pleasure to talk with you today, Miss Kim Skipper Corbin. Thank you for your work. Thank you for your service and just your value and of how you feel about being on this planet and what the positive messages that you're bringing to the world. So if people want to learn more about you and maybe, you know, communicate with you about how to keep the skipping thing going, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, the website is iskip.com, and we've also got a fairly active Facebook page. If you go to facebook.com/go skipping, there's the Skipping Movement website on Facebook as well.
Fabulous. Well, you have a wonderful day and a very happy beginning to 2011, skipping your way into the new year.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Coach Betty.
All right, dear. Take good care.
Skip away.
Skip on. That's right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And I will be back in the last segment here with a Whoa Baby and a little more conversation about the healthy benefits of sex.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Hello, everybody. It's Coach Betty back with Coach Betty right now. And I wanted to continue this conversation that we started around the healthy aspects of sex. My goal in all of this is to really help us be more comfortable and have no shame whatsoever around the fact that we have the ability to have an orgasm, and that sex is a good and healthy thing that's going on in our world, as long as it's healthy, loving sex between two consenting partners, or healthy, loving sex with yourself. So I'm going to share another Whoa Baby with you. Now, if you haven't heard my Whoa Babies are little news sound bites that I've read or heard that make me stop and consider new perspectives. They expand my thinking. Sometimes they make me say, Whoa Baby, because it's something that I think is really wonderful and needs to get out there. Sometimes it makes me say, Whoa Baby, because it's something that, no, I don't want that to continue. Well, the one I'm bringing you today is one that just, it'll give you some consideration again about the benefits of sex and how healthy it can be for us. So this one I heard about through the Wilkes-Barre University study on sexual health. So it comes from a very valid university study, and here is what they found. Having sex once or twice a week has been linked with higher levels of an antibody called immunoglobulin A, or IgA, which can protect you from getting colds, the flu, and other infections.
Baby, that's a whoa. Oh, yeah, that's a whoa.
Yeah. I mean, it just, you know, I've already talked about the high blood pressure, the cardiovascular stuff, good health for prostate in men. But how about, I mean, this one just really stopped me. It's like, oh my gosh, it can even help you with colds and the flu because it's good for your immune system. So what if instead of getting a flu shot, which, you know, can be a little controversial, how about if you just start having sex once or twice a week? Because of all the incredible good juices that your body produces when you have healthy, loving sex and orgasms based on that. Intercourse has actually been found to have benefits even beyond masturbation. However, you need to start wherever you are. And if self-pleasuring and an orgasm is the place where you can begin to rebuild your immune system and give it an injection of health, see what happens. That, you know, I definitely want to get somebody on the show to really talk about this whole idea of masturbation, how to do it, how not to feel shame around it, because it's actually as natural as having sex. But I'm going to put out there right now too that if you want to have a partner in life to have sex with, you know what it starts with? It starts with loving yourself. When you love yourself first, you bring that person into all of your relationships and you are more lovable. I have personal experience with this, and I'll tell you a little bit about how this came about for me. I've shared in the past that I have this condition that's called rheumatoid arthritis. And rheumatoid arthritis, in the body, what's going on is your body is attacking itself. So I am here to admit, and my belief is that I have had some kind of self-hatred going on within me. So once I really came to grips with this and admitted it to myself, I went on a whole journey of falling in love with myself. And that's why I can help other people fall in love with themselves. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, I love you. I really, really do. And once you begin to love yourself, then you actually start to feel more beautiful and more sexual. And the reason why I'm spending this time talking about sex and beauty and the impact that it makes on each one of us individually is because I'm all about natural healing first. I would like us to look within, you know, Kim Skipper Corbin was talking about that whole idea of looking within, being so confident and strong within yourself that you can find ways to heal. And you can find ways to heal colds, flu, high blood pressure, rheumatoid arthritis. I really believe it's possible. And I believe it's possible with things like sex and orgasm and smiling and laughter and skipping, all of these things that you have available to you at all times, wherever you go. And remember, once you start feeling good about yourself, you start, you know, tapping into this childlike spirit and having orgasmic experiences often. Just imagine what you put out into the world. Imagine the good energy that you put into your relationships, that you put into your communities. Now, you know, one of my observations is that men actually know a little bit more about sexual satisfaction than women do. We tend to think, you know, we're multitasking. It's like, oh, it's more important for us to take care of the kids and go to work and take care of others. Well, you know what? I'm here to tell you that for you to take care of others in the most beautiful, amazing way possible, taking care of you first, Your happiness, ladies, is what is actually going to transform and change the world. So I have a strong call to for women to have inspired action around really looking at your life. How satisfied with you are you? How satisfied with your life are you? How happy are you with your life? How happy are you with your sexual life? So there's your New Year's resolution. Here's an idea for you to have a New Year's resolution about becoming a happier, more sexual person. How many ways can you fall in love with yourself? How happy would your new year be if you felt confident and strong anywhere you went? Well, my friends, if this is resonating with you, please keep listening to Coach Betty Live. I have so many other great guests to bring on to share their stories about this natural healing topics every week. You can now download Coach Betty Live from iTunes. I have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Coach Betty. And if you're really ready to step into the new year, skipping and being sexual and beautiful, email me, coachbetty@coachbettylive. Until next week, have a happy, happy new year. Thank you so much, Mr. Chris, back east, who just keeps running the show for us. So happy new year to everyone. See you next week.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.